Spring is the season when volcanoes start appearing in Mississippi. I'll explain today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
The volcanoes I'm referring to do not spew lava and noxious gases, and only reach a height of about 12 inches. But they are just as damaging in our landscape. We find them most often forming around the bases of trees. The volcanoes I'm talking about are mulch volcanoes. Mulch volcanoes form because we love our shade trees, sometimes a little too much. Mulch reduces weeds, cools the soil, and conserves precious water. And so we mulch, and mulch, and mulch. If a 2 to 3 inch mulch layer is good, then a 6 to 10 inch layer of mulch has to be better. In one word, wrong. In a thick layer of mulch, several things can happen, and they are all bad. The mulch will hold moisture up against the tree trunk. This encourages bark decay, allowing pests to get under the bark and cause problems. Circling roots are also found in mulch volcanoes. Tree roots will grow into the mulch instead of the surrounding soil. The circling roots will begin to strangle the tree. The tree does not die immediately, but goes through a prolonged period of decline. The proper way to mulch a tree is to spread an even 2 to 3 inch layer around the base. I like big mulch beds around trees to ease lawn mowing and reduce edging. Use a rake or by hand pull the mulch back away from the tree trunk. Contour the mulch to resemble a bowl. This will help to collect water and direct it toward the root system of the tree during rain or irrigation. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.